Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results.
Hi there, and welcome back to my podcast. Today's topic is something called a success jar. That's what I call it. And let me tell you a little bit about it, what it is. We're always so busy looking ahead that sometimes we forget to stop and look at how far we've already come. I mean, it's so easy to lose sight of the accomplishments and the decisions and the work that you've done because you're always concentrating on what's left to be done on that never-ending to-do list. And I know that's me. I'm raising my hand here. But what I have found is that we really need to stop and look at all the work that we've done. Even if we're not to where we want to be yet, to that end goal, whatever that is, we still need to acknowledge the work that we've done to get here. And sometimes without having something physically to look at, we don't remember what we've done. Now, if you journal and do those types of things, you have a written record of that. But for a lot of us, including myself, I'm very sporadic when it comes to journaling. So I'm not as good at that as I am using a success jar. So what it is just a simple jar that holds your successes, accomplishments, and celebrations. It's also a great method for fighting your fears and removing self-doubts because you're going to look at how far you've come and how much you've changed and all the work you've done and really go, wow, look what I've done. And take a moment to celebrate all of those successes. So how do you create a success jar? Very simple. It can be a glass or plastic jar, a jelly jar, a pickle jar, small or large. It could be a box. It could be metal. It can even be a Ziploc bag. It doesn't matter. But I think have some fun with the container. Now, mine is nothing more than a simple blue mason jar. There's no bows. There's nothing on it. It's just very, very simple because I like simplicity. And basically, what I have done is every day, my goal is to put one thing in my success jar. How do you do that? Well, you grab a sticky note. And on that sticky note, you write one success. It can be for business. It can be personal. It doesn't matter, whatever the success is. And success is user defined. What I mean by that is you define what you believe as a success. Making a decision on something maybe you've been hem and hawing about, that's a success. Celebrate that. It doesn't matter how big or small it is. Every time you accomplish anything, write it down on a sticky note, maybe put the date on it, and then fold it up, and throw it in the jar. Once a week, what you want to do is take a minute. So one day a week, maybe Friday or Monday or Sunday, take a moment, pull everything out, and kind of read what you've done. Now, if you think, okay, I don't want to do that, maybe do it once a month. But the goal is for you to look at how much you've done versus how much you have left to do. So create yourself a success jar, a success box, a success, zippy bag. It doesn't matter. The goal for you is to start realizing the work that you've done. And this is one way for you to capture that. So I challenge you to create your own success jar. Make it your own. If you want to decorate it with ribbons and bows and anything else, please do so. Keep it simple if that's what you want to do. And then every day, once a day, write yourself a note and say, this is what I've accomplished today. This is the decision I made. Celebrate those small steps that you take towards success. Throw it in your jar. And then what I do, if I don't read them every week, what I do is I'll try to read them as often as I can. And once you read them, don't put them back in the jar. What I do is put them in a big Ziploc bag. And the best thing you can do is keep those Ziploc bags. And at the end of the year, so on, December 31st or January 1st, sit down on the floor and dump out every single sticky note that came out of your success jar and read what you've done. You'll be amazed at how much you've done. Because for some reason, we humans always look at, oh my God, I got that to do and that to do and that to do. But we don't stop and see all the decisions, especially our own selves. Maybe other people see it, but we don't see it for ourselves. And we need to look at our successes, hence the name Success Jar. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. So take your time to enjoy it, embrace it, and celebrate everything. It's going to make life a lot easier and a lot happier for you. So I'd love to know when you create your own success jar. If you have one, I'd love to know how you use it. If you like it, maybe if you picked up any tips on this. And I would even love to see your success jar. If you're a member of my free Facebook group, by all means, post a picture in there. I'd love to see what it looks like. So I hope you enjoyed this short little podcast on success jars. And I challenge you to create your own and then use it. Put something in it every day, no matter how small or large. Celebrate it, put it in the jar, and then make sure that you look at it once a month at minimum. You could do it even once a week. And then keep them and look at them all again at the end of the year just to see how far you've come. If you enjoyed this podcast, I really would love for you to subscribe. That way you don't miss anything. And feel free to share it with anybody you think would find it valuable. I'll see you guys next week, and thanks for listening.